WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday. And right now, we are going to be learning about a very special event that is coming up on Friday, June 13th. We have the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors. It's becoming an annual event, and it's one of the most, one of the days that people, I think, look forward to the most, because not only do you get to learn a lot and meet a lot of great people, but the most important part for some folks, free breakfast as well for seniors. So the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors happening at Whites of Westport. We have joining us Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
And we also have Justin Lees, the CEO of Coastline. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Hold on. I think I got you on this one. Try that.
Doing well. Thank you.
I'm not hearing you. Let's see. Go ahead. Talk a little closer to that mic.
Hello.
How about maybe we have you jump onto that one, although that one can be a little iffy, too. Let's see.
Is this one working?
Try it now.
Does this one work?
It is. It's a little crackly, but we'll get through it. So this is, again, happening on Friday, June 13th, and it's become an annual event because, D.A. Quinn, I know that, you know, you have talked with us in the past about the fact that there's a lot of things out there that seniors need to be aware of that they don't necessarily always have the resources to be aware of when it comes to things like how people might take advantage of them with elder abuse.
Absolutely. That protecting our seniors has been one of my priorities for the past 10 and a half years that I've been the district attorney. Seniors are a vulnerable segment of our population. Again, they've done much to make our communities what they are, and they deserve to be protected. However, there are a lot of scam artists out there using different scams and techniques that are successful in swindling seniors and others, too. So I think the main thing is awareness, and we appreciate the relationship and partnership with Coastline on this event and the sponsors, but it has been an annual event for the past 11 years, minus, I guess, 2 years because of COVID. But, for example, scams involving threats of arrest and other, you know, and other types of threats are leading people to go to local convenience stores and using putting large amounts of money into crypto machines that are sent away. We're seeing that more and more because people, it's a psychological game when it comes to fraud. They scare people, whether it's a grandparent scam, you're going to be arrested. The IRS doesn't seem to be as prominent. That was a scam many years ago. But it's critical to get the information out there to seniors that, A, we care about you. We're trying to do what we can to help protect you. But here's the bottom line with all these scams. It's simple. A lot of people still aren't going to do it. You should not be answering the phone if you do not know who's calling. Most people know who's calling. Don't worry. They want to get a hold of me. They're going to leave a message, right? Or you. If they don't leave a message, it's obvious what it is. So speakers come in. We, again, continue to emphasize prevention. By and large, once the money's gone, it's gone. The crypto case is interesting. I've seen more of them where people, you know, go to a local, as they say, pharmacy or location where this machine is. They'll put in large amounts of money because of the scam. Once that money goes, it's essentially gone. It's sort of into, not cyberspace, but it's directed towards the thief, and then it's gone. But there has to be more education about that because here's the bottom line. The U.S. Marshals, the FBI, the federal government, anybody else is not coming to your house to arrest you or do anything of that nature. But if you answer the phone and engage with people, some people are going to give the money up. And I don't draw any, I view people as vulnerable victims. It's not a question of, you know, why are they doing it? But vigilance is what's needed. And that's what we're trying to do, is continue to present that message. We had a training with the U.S. Attorney's Office in December at Venus de Milo. A number of seniors came about steps they need, what they need to be aware of and steps to take to be to prevent from being scammed. And the easiest one is don't answer the phone if you don't know who's calling.
And Justin, you're dealing with seniors on a regular basis, and you probably hear from them some of the concerns they have about these things, because in a technological world, if you are not part of that world, it can be kind of scary and confusing. And thankfully, Coastline can be there to help them kind of navigate through some of these things that that might be challenges for them.
Yeah, and as our staff.
Oh, that sounds real. I'm going to give you this microphone. Okay. You use this one.
So our staff is constantly in contact with the people we serve. They know that they can call us for any questions that they have. But as the DA mentioned, we really have a great partnership with his office. So we have an open line of communication. So if there's something out of our realm that's already kind of progressed, we can direct them over to him. And then we also have the Protective Services Unit at Bristol Elder Service, well, Bristol Aging and Wellness. I'm sorry, they recently renamed themselves. They cover the Protective Services Unit for the greater New Bedford area and the greater Fall River area.
We're just going to pass the mic back and forth. We'll make it work. And so with all of these things that are going on, D.A. Quinn, the technology has advanced to the point where, you know, as you mentioned, you don't answer the phone is the best way to go. But people are actually getting phone calls that sound like their grandkids. They're getting phone calls from people that sound like people that they know and trust.
Well, Jim, that's a very good point. The artificial intelligence aspect of this, as you mentioned, where it's not just a imposter calling and saying your grandson's in jail, he needs $5,000. They are creating, through whatever means they have access to, the voice of the grandson, which grandchild, which is would be very startling. But that's, you know, the artificial intelligence, while it might have some good aspects to it, is negative in many ways, and that's what you're going to see, the ability to, you know, alter voices, because it's a game, it's a psychology to it. You're going to startle somebody, they're off to the races to get the money. I've had many people come up to me that I know who you know, somehow someone's a victim of a scam, and it's based on fear. Again, it sounds so obvious, don't answer the phone, okay, but they're going to. But I don't know what else to say. If you don't answer the phone, I'm talking about somebody, a number you don't know who's calling, or get involved in some computer back and forth with somebody in the computer, you're not getting scammed. It's that simple.
And if somebody is, you know, questioning the phone call that they got, they could always call the local police department, they could call your office, and they could say, you know, is this something that people have been doing? Should I be concerned about this?
Absolutely. That's what should happen. If they have the, you know, the discipline, if you will, or the awareness or suspicion when you're getting a call of that nature, nobody should give any money or any information over the phone. I just left a medical appointment. Okay, I'm there in person giving. I talked to somebody on the phone yesterday. I hope it was the real. It was, because they had the information. But you should not be talking to anybody over the phone. And I would never give money over the phone. Those days are gone. Okay, you want to call up St. Jude's, go on their website and make a donation. That's fine. But the idea, you're going to take a call and somebody's going to say you need to pay $5,000. Doesn't work that way, especially if it's the government. You think the government's going to demand payment of money and right away in that fashion? So that's really part of it. But it requires more vigilance and awareness. Again, I don't want to oversimplify it. Don't answer the phone. Oh, isn't that brilliant? But you don't answer the phone, you're not getting scammed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But Justin, also too, with the celebration of seniors, of course we want people to be aware of some of these things that can happen to them, but it's also about more than just that. It's other resources and other information that can benefit seniors.
Yes, exactly. We have about 72 vendor tables lined up. Those vendor tables will be manned by provider agencies that can provide services in the home. There'll be health insurance carriers that could explain their plans. There's also going to be attorneys and kind of governmental agencies. Basically, the full swath of benefits available to these seniors in different aspects. And then for fun, we have some massage chairs available and a photo booth. So it really is a great event. You will not leave hungry, and you will not leave without a ton of materials. And just knowing so much more about what's out there, you know, the dangers that are out there, but also the resources available for all aspects of the issues we just face naturally as we age and get older.
And one of the advantages of that, too, is you get to be out there with other people and you get to meet some of these folks that offer these services. So it makes you a little bit more comfortable to be able to go. And certainly, you know, putting a face on some of the folks in the DA's office will make them want to be more communicative with you when things like this pop up. Have you seen, I know that we're talking about the changes in the way that some of these scams have happened, but have we seen a decrease in the number of victims that have happened because people are becoming more educated about this, or are we still concerned about this in terms of becoming more of an epidemic than it has been?
We're still concerned about it becoming continuing in the course it has, because again, you're dealing with vulnerable victims, you know, primarily as seniors, but anybody can be victimized. As I said, it's a fear factor, but as Justin mentioned, the beauty of the Celebration of Seniors, yes, it's awareness about scams. Because once you give the money, you know, once you part with the money and give it up, you're not getting it back in 99% of the case. Once in a while, maybe something can happen. So, and that's going to bother people for the rest of their lives. We had the training in December. People are coming up to me about a scam. So the goal is to, although you do hear stories of people who rebuff the scammers, and hopefully that's a result of, you know, some people are tough about it, but also from awareness that, this isn't a real call. But I can't emphasize enough, you know, I've already said about the phone, but you should not be given any money over the phone. Absolutely not. So that those days are gone, and even if somebody shows up at your door, unless you know who they are, at some local, you know, organization from the school. But the being, as Justin mentioned, the full array of services available, information is really very impressive, and that's why I think it's a special day.
And always, you know, the speakers who come to this every year, I've had the opportunity to attend a couple of years, it's always folks that are very informative but also very engaging. And I think, Justin, that the folks who attend this, they leave feeling... It could be easy to walk into something like this and feel overwhelmed, maybe feel paranoid or apprehensive, but I don't think that's what happens. I think the folks that leave this event that'll be happening next Friday, June 13th, they leave feeling empowered with the information that they've been provided.
Yes. I'm usually, once we're off the stage, I mingle a little, and towards the end, people are all smiles, very happy, thankful, and as you said, empowered. It really is a lot of information. I did want to mention, speaking of that, because of the amount of people, this event grows and grows every year. Last year, it was very congested in the vendor room, so as people were trying to get to that info, the rows to walk through were pretty tight. We've now taken over pretty much all of White's, except for the Galley Grill, the restaurant. So that will allow for the vendor tables to be more spread out, easily accessed, and just get people moving around to the different areas. So... excited for that new layout. It was kind of an adaptation we needed to make, again, because of the success of the constant growth of this event.
And that's going to be a good thing to see, D.A. Quinn, to see the fact that not only is it, you know, providing all this information, but that it is growing. That we are. It's not only that people are, you know, wanting to be aware of this, but it's that they know that this is the event to come to get this information. And that's only going to help combat some of this and also give them access to all of these services.
That's right. And the more people come, sometimes you see the same faces, so they continue to hear the message, they can spread the message. It really has to be a team effort because they're not going to stop. Once one scam gets maybe not as successful, they'll move on to something else. That's the way it is. They'll adapt. And again, awareness, discipline. I have created, you know, over a decade ago, a unit to prosecute crimes against the elderly and other fraud cases. And we've had many successful prosecutions, and I'm going to continue to do it. However, prevention is the best approach, because very difficult, again, to get the money back if someone, let alone identify somebody who's the thief, but to get the funds back. And that is going to bother somebody for the rest of their lives. If you're out $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, that's a lot of money, and just the psychological part of it. So we don't want that to happen. We want to do what we can, as much as we can, to protect our seniors and make them aware of the many dangers and pitfalls in today's society.
And you've also talked in the past about it's not just the scammers and the random people that call up, but you also have ways to educate them to make sure that their own caretakers aren't the ones taking advantage of them, too. You can show them some of those red flags.
You're right. I mean, the scammers are unknown people. Unfortunately, there are situations where family members or caretakers or who are hired are in the home and take advantage of them. They have access to money. You know, money, as I've said, is not the root of all evil, but there's a lot of, you know, bad things associated with it, greed, opportunity. So you put somebody in a position with the opportunity to take money. That happens. We've prosecuted some of those cases, but family members in those cases should be very vigilant once a senior starts giving access to money to somebody. The banks do training, but if someone presents themselves at a bank and says, I want my money, for the most part, they've got to give it to them. There are certain steps they can go through, but it's just, you know, it really does require a team effort, and you know, taking, you know, family members, whether they have maybe a drug or alcohol problem or just taking advantage of a parent, it is reprehensible, but those cases are difficult because someone's got to find out and come forward, mm-hmm. and the senior has to be willing to prosecute, and they are in some of the cases involving blood relatives, which is understandable. However, they do not deserve to be treated like that, especially in the latter stages of their lives. They've made sacrifices for their families, the community, and then they're going to be ripped off by somebody, you know, towards the end of their lives and cause them all kinds of emotional stress. So we're trying to prevent that, and hopefully we're making progress.
And Justin, one of my favorite things, and we'll kind of leave it on this because this gives an idea of that sense of community that happens. Again, the celebration of seniors happening Friday, June 13th, Whites of Westport from 9 to noon. But what I love is seeing people walking around with multiple bags. And you say, well, what do you got multiple bags for? Because I have friends that couldn't make it today. I want to pick up some of this information, and I want to give it to them and share it with them so that they get the same information that I had. And that's something that I know Coastline can provide for people all the time, but it really is nice when somebody can show up at a neighbor's house or a friend's house and give them all of this information.
Yeah, I think that's the part most enjoyed by the guests that come is going around and retrieving all of, not just information, but a lot of these tables will have nice giveaway goodies that they can bring home with them. I do just need to point out that, you know, it's a free event, breakfast included, and none of this would be possible without the sponsors that we have. So we have 19 sponsors this year that help to cover all these costs. And just quickly, our two platinum sponsors this year are Anodyne and the Mass Senior Medicare Patrol. And then we have a gold sponsor, which is AARP Massachusetts. So all of those will be featured on the speaking panel just to tell people more about themselves. But again, that all kind of feeds back into this opportunity to get all this information, fill up those bags with whatever people want, and yes, share with their friends. The more the merrier.
Anything else to add before we wrap it up?
I too would like to thank the sponsors. It's important to provide our seniors with information so they can assist them in being prevented from being the victims of fraud. I'm not going to give up on this issue. It's been a priority of mine for over 10 and a half years. It will continue to be. Our seniors deserve to be protected as best we can, and that's what we're trying to do and will continue to do.
And we're all hopefully going to get there someday ourselves, so we hope that somebody's looking out for us as well.
That's right.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us, and thank you for putting this on every year and benefiting people that I know directly in our audience who go to this every year and get this knowledge. Again, June 13th, Friday, June 13th, Whites of Westport from 9 to noon, free breakfast. Get there early because people are going to be lined up for breakfast right away. And just do me a favor. Make sure somebody saves a plate for Chris McCarthy because he's going to be there broadcasting live and he can't, you know, he can't get up from the microphone so much and get the food himself. So, but again, thank you for coming in and thank you for doing this. And we look forward to a great event next Friday.
Thanks for having us. I'll get him his breakfast if he wants it.
There you go. Hand-delivered by the DA himself. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The latest on the Michigan governor kidnapping plot, the snack wrap making a return, and illegal baby names in the U.S.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Michigan's governor says she talked to President Trump after he said last week he'd consider pardons for two men who planned to kidnap her. Governor Gretchen Whitmer told reporters she had connected with the president directly on the subject and she made her thoughts known. She told reporters yesterday she hopes that the president will take some of those things into consideration when he makes that decision. The leader of the kidnapping scheme is serving a 20-year sentence in federal prison, while another man arrested, serving 16 behind bars. Elon Musk sharing criticism of President Trump's big, beautiful bill in a post on X yesterday. Musk called the bill, quote, a disgusting abomination. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Trump already knows where Musk stood on the bill. If you filed your taxes late and are still waiting for your refund, Mark Mayfield tells us you might be getting that within the next few weeks.
Most who filed their taxes in May are receiving their refunds in June. According to the IRS, refunds for taxpayers who filed online and opted for direct deposit should generally arrive within 3 weeks, but the process could take longer if a check in the mail was requested. Taxpayers can track their refund status on the IRS's Where's My Refund tool.
The U.S. Supreme Court banning nearly a dozen baby names. According to U.S. Birth Certificates website, the names King, Queen, and Jesus Christ are all illegal in the United States. New parents should also avoid the name Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, and Roman numeral 3, since those are also not allowed. Rounding out the list is Nutella, Messiah, the at symbol, and the number 1069. Each U.S. state also has some of their own guidelines set, but typically ban numerals, emojis, and special characters. McDonald's bringing back the snack wrap next month. The popular menu item featuring chicken, lettuce, cheese, and sauce wrapped in a tortilla will once again be on the menu starting July 10th. The snack wrap was taken off the menu in 2016, and fans have been calling for its return ever since. In a social media post, McDonald's said snack wrap fans are responsible for its return. They say fans' comments, petitions, tweets was a movement so powerful that, quote, you finally won. Everything you want to know about the snack wrap return can be found at WBSM.com. A cup of coffee in the morning could help women stay healthy as they get older.
Research out of Harvard University followed a group of 50,000 women for 30 years. Drinking coffee every morning was linked to staying mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Decaf coffee and tea didn't have the same effect. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Gibson launching a search for the guitar famously played by Michael J. Fox in the original Back to the Future movie. The guitar maker posted a video yesterday featuring Fox, Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, and Huey Lewis asking for the public to send in their tips on where the guitar might be. The search and its hopeful recovery will be featured in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. The iconic cherry red ES-345 was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles for the filming of the first movie, and it's not known what happened to it after it was returned. This year marks Back to the Future's 40th anniversary.
WBSM Sports.
The Angels broke a tie with the Red Sox in the 10th last night, beating the Sox 4-3 at Fenway. They'll close out their match this afternoon at 1:35. And the Florida Panthers are seeking back-to-back Stanley Cups. The defending champs will be looking to win their second straight title when they take on the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup final. The Oilers are also hoping to earn a little revenge after losing to the Panthers in last year's final. The Panthers can join a list of just 8 teams to win back-to-back cups. Florida visits Edmonton for Game 1 tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Hope you're ready for some heat on this Wednesday. We start out a little cool with temperatures in the low and mid-50s this morning, but we warm up really quickly by the time we get into the afternoon, and eventually, we're looking at the mid-70s along the coast, and as you head inland, you're going to get temperatures up into the low and even some spots in the mid-80s. It's a toasty day for this time of year. Sunshine, though. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Back in 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And again, Bristol County Celebration of Seniors happening next Friday, June 13th from 9 to noon at Whites of Westport. And as Justin told us, taking over all of Whites of Westport. So we're going to be plenty of room. Chris McCarthy will be there broadcasting live. And so it'll be a very informative show. He has a lot of guests that stop by that are there to speak to the seniors that also pop on to speak to you, the audience. But also, Chris is looking forward to saying hi to a lot of you as well. So stop on by his table and say hello. Just, you know, wait until he's during a commercial break. He can't stop the radio broadcast to have conversations, although he does. and he's going to have the great Matthew Barth with him next week too. So, all right. So one of the things that I'm very excited about is the new Dash Laundromat that's going to be opening very soon in New Bedford in the South End, across from Kilburn Mill on Rodney French Boulevard in the former Advance Auto Parts. And they just posted a video yesterday of their sign getting installed. They've already got the windows murals up from Murals by Tuesday. Tuesday does a fantastic job. And they're just about ready to go. And they're bringing back their very popular $1 a pound wash, dry, and fold service to celebrate the impending opening of their second location on Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. So if you've got a mountain of towels or piles of laundry, they have you covered at the unbeatable price of just $1 per pound. And that's wash, dry, and fold. Normally, you can't even get wash and dry service for a dollar. Now you're getting wash, dry, and fold for $1 a pound. So if you want to get involved in that, download the Dash Laundromat app. And what's great about that app is you can track the status of your laundry in real time. So you know that they've got it. You know they're working on it. You know when it's expected to be done. It sends you an alert when it's ready. And Dash is so great because not only do they send you an alert on the app, they'll send you an email. It really is full service. But you better hurry in because the buck-a-pound deal ends on August 31st. Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and very soon on Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. Dash Laundromat, clean clothes, no games, just Dash. And, oh, wait till you see this new place. Oh, it's amazing. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I better dash over to Dash.
You'd better, yeah. Get that deal while it's still going on.
Yeah, that's a great price. Holy moly. So when is the new one going to open?
So they're working on getting everything finalized, so probably within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow. So anyways, my beloved hurt his knee.
Yeah, me too. You should let him know. Oh, no, okay.
You might be loving.
I know, I'm teasing, I'm teasing.
I know, you're always funny. Oh my God, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, not a big deal, just a slice across the kneecap.
Well, that's a big deal because we use our knee. I'm bending, standing, sitting, every movement you make, driving, like the knee and the ankle is like not a fun place to hurt yourself.
It is amazing. You don't realize until you have a problem. It is. You don't realize how much you're always bending the knee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we use our knee for everything. And our ankle, like I say, hips are important, too. But the knee, like, yeah. So I'm just glad you hurried up and got your injury out of the way. And you're done for injuries for the whole summer. Because, yeah, that would not be fun considering there's a lot of fears coming and things to be doing. Rides to be ridden.
Well, I'm walking a little faster today. It's still a little stiff, but once the swelling goes down, I'm sure I'll feel totally fine.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say hi, and that's about it, really. I don't have a whole lot to say. Just been busy enjoying myself. Oh, you know what, though? I did go to the movies. I saw Tom Cruise's The Final Reckoning.
Oh, yep.
So good. So darn good. And you know what I loved about it was they gave you pictures of the past movies of the actors and, you know, actresses that were in it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you kind of forgot, like, you won't. Because once they show everything, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that movie. Oh, I remember that Mission Impossible. So, oh, it was so good.
So I remember when the first one came out. It came out my senior year of high school. And now I'm approaching my 30th anniversary of high school, 30th reunion. So it just goes to show you how long this has been going on. But, yeah, it's been almost 30 years for that franchise.
Isn't that something? Unbelievable. I mean, this one just really took my breath away and gives you a lot to think about. Like, there is so much more going on in this world than we're even aware of. I wonder how many top secret agencies get mad, because it seems to me like they really hit on a lot of stuff. So I just, you know, I walked away shaking my head wondering, how do they get away with making these movies? But in his stunts, just, you know, he's alive because he's promoting the movie. But, oh, God, you just say to yourself, he can't do this no more. But there is going to be another one. You could tell the way it ended. But I think he's going to be more like a tutor, maybe to somebody else. That's what I'm thinking, because there's no way he can pull this off again with his stunts. But that was really exciting. I'm glad I saw that. And then I'm going to go see Final Destination. So that's my next one.
Well, I saw Karate Kid Legends, and it was
pretty good. About-
Could be longer, but I'd say, unless you're a huge Karate Kid fan, wait for it to come out on streaming.
Well, I gave somebody your critique on it, because they were asking me, oh, what movie are you going to see? Blah, blah. And he's a bartender at this restaurant near the mall, the theater. And he asked about that, and they said, well... And then I told him about you and the radio, and I said, yeah, now if you think you're going to, you know, have a connection to the series, it isn't so much, or even this and that, but I said, it's really worth seeing from what he said. So I used all of your critiquing of that movie to convince him to go.
Well, if you like going to the movies, you should get that AMC membership that I have.
Well, you know what I have, Tim? Once you're a member and you're a senior, you automatically, every Tuesday, you can get a movie. You can watch a movie for $7.50.
No, very nice.
Yeah. And so that's four movies, you know, in the month, every Tuesday for $7.50. And you don't need your credit card, and you don't got to know how to work the machine. You walk up to where you get your food,
mm-hmm.
and you give them your phone number. And they say, oh, yeah, we see you. Yep, you're a member. It's so easy to become a member. Ask them right there, help me become a member, and they'll help you become a member. And when the more you see movies, you earn points for, you know, goodies and stuff like that. I don't bother with the goodies and stuff.
Well, Tom Cruise wants you to have popcorn at every movie. He was all over social media about this. He's very adamant that you have to have popcorn when you see a movie.
You know, speaking of popcorn, The theater has this really, really strange smell. I excuse me. God, mornings, huh? very strange smell. And I was like, what did they do? Did they put something on the seats throughout the theater? Because I could smell it in the ear. And then they said, no, they painted the walls because of their brick. And so I'm looking at one side, and I could see that's all nice and new. And I'm looking at the other side, and I see it's peeling away where the exit sign is. And I'm thinking, maybe that's what I smell. So it's a very strange smell. And normally it's just popcorn you smell throughout the place. But so they, I think they, you know, they're really taking care of the cinema. They did something. When I go, again, I'm going to ask them, what did you do? How long is, you know. But, I mean, it was great. The seats are comfortable. You just can't go wrong anyways for that price. And you don't have to, like I say, if you're not savvy with the machine and don't want your card, you don't have to put all that out there. So it was a good movie.
Well, thank you for letting us know. And I look forward to seeing it when I get caught up on all the other ones I haven't watched.
Yeah. Well, I just can't wait to watch Final Destination. What a spoof of things. This one, they call it a horror. I think it's more like a comedic event that something tragically horrible happens. But it doesn't look like it's, like, you know, going to be that bad. So if anybody, in other words, go and see it. Don't think it's going to be all horror and gore, because it's, you know, it's just a matter of events that could happen in anybody's daily life. I know I shouldn't laugh at that, but anyways, all right. I'll leave on that note.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned.
Big deal to you. Be strong. Serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We still have a few moments left in the program. If you want to call in and chime in, we did just have a caller on hold, but they dropped off. Hopefully they call back in. But that song was Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development. Song about a encounter with a homeless person. So it's a very enlightening song if you've never heard it. Mr. Wendell, check it out. There's a video for it as well. So as we're talking about the warm weather, right, it's going to be warm today. It's going to be really warm and hot and humid tomorrow. You're probably thinking, well, I don't want to cook indoors. I cooked last night. I made a couple of burgers on the stove. What a mistake. Heated the whole place up. It was so warm. And I hadn't put the air conditioners in, so I was like, I should have cooked outside. And maybe you're thinking about throwing something on the grill. Well, stop by the butcher shop and get something delicious to throw on the grill, whether it be burgers, whether it be steaks, chicken, all kinds of great stuff. Linguica, chorizo, they've got it all at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. But what they also have is already made food, so you don't have to cook at all. Just stop in and get yourself something already made and have a nice, delicious dinner at home without having to worry about cooking anything. So just some of the many great things they offer at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And when you stop in, let them know that not only do you hear me talking about it on WBSM, but let them know that you hear Eric, because he's the real star of the butcher shop. People love when Eric calls in, and they never know what he's going to talk about, what he's going to say, but they do like when I ask him what he's going to have each weekend to eat. So that's why I keep asking him, because I'll get app chat messages if I don't ask him, you forgot to ask what he's going to have this weekend. But people are like, that when I ask Eric what he's going to have to eat, people think that means that that's like the freshest thing or the best thing to get. No, that's just the first thing that comes to his mind, because somehow I always catch him off guard with that question. All right, let's take a quick call here before we got to take our final break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. What is the RSVP number for the Whites of Westport breakfast?
So let me see, because I was looking up the numbers that I had, and the number that I had was for sponsors. So let me see if I can get that information for you. I'll take a quick break, and I'll give it to you when I come back.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Let me take that break, and I'll get that number over for you, and we'll be right back.
Fall to pieces, I'm falling. Fell to pieces, and I'm still.
And welcome back in. So I did get that contact info to register for the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors happening next Friday at Whites of Westport. To register for the breakfast, you want to call 508-961-1972. 508-961-1972. And you're looking for Brian Rose, who is the manager of community affairs for the DA's office. I think most people know Brian Rose around here, former Red Sox pitcher. Great guy. So 508-961-1972, or you can email him brian.rose@mass.gov. Brian spelled the normal way, B-R-I-A-N, dot Rose, R-O-S-E, at mass.gov. So if you're not sure how to spell his name, just look in your baseball card collection. You probably have one of his cards still. But yes, 508-961-1972 or brian.rose@mass.gov. And we'll give you that information a couple more times throughout the course of the next week and a half so that you can get ready to attend the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors and hang out with Chris McCarthy. Have yourself free breakfast and learn all kinds of valuable information. You know, I know we focused a lot in the conversation with the DA and Justin Lees about the scams and the ways that people take advantage.